L'chaim, l'chaim. The one of the biggest ironies every year is that Nisan comes in just as we finish Sefer Shmos. Isn't that crazy? You know, like, you know, now we, the Chodesh HaGeula comes in. Yeah, Muki, Muki, Bakasha. I'm a cleat. No.
Hey. Hi, Donald Trump with the Republican Party.
Okay, yes. That comes later. The anyway, we're on. The recording is on, gentlemen and ladies. The but first,
pause it and start again.
No, we're not doing that because you never look back. That's what Lot's wife did. You never look back, right? You only look forward. L'chaim, l'chaim. So again, the biggest irony every year is that we start, you know. Nisan, Chodesh Nisan comes in as he starts Sefer Vayikra. That's crazy, you know. The Chodesh HaGeula comes in just after we finish Sefer HaGeula. Right? And that's not even Ra'ui Lizbonein, and you know, in the significance of that. Right? It's, you know, Parshas HaChodesh is always Vayakob Pekudei, and you know, it's when we're Mevorech Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nisan comes in, we're in Sefer Vayikra. Wouldn't it have been better if it worked out that we'd be starting Sefer Shmos in Chodesh Nisan? No, and that way you'd be reading, you know, 2 weeks in, you know, Shmos Ve'er would be reading about Gulas Mitzrayim, you know, just as Pesach comes in. It's like Ro'i Lizbonin. Right? So now, the Pesach says, Vayikra Moshe. So Rashi says, the Kolat Sivuyim, you know, everything Kora Kriya. Of course, he's always called to Moshe before speaking to him. Right? And then it's a Kriya Vayikra, you know, Lashon Chiba, Lashon Shemalchi, Ashras Mishtam Shimbo, Shinema Vakora Zelze. It's a Lashon that shows love, and it's also the Malachim also do Kriya, Vakora Zelze. So what's the Kesher to Malachim? But also there's another question over here. This means the Cholat Sivuyim Kadma Kriya, that means also in Sefer Shmos it was that way. Right? Mm-hmm. In Sefer Shmos also. So why are we first being taught now in Sefer Vayikra that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, he first called out to him, that was Mistama always true? Right? Chol HaTzivuyim Kadma Kriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first called to him, Vayikra Moshe, and then Vayidaber Hashem Elo. Right? So it must be, again, I have to understand this, you know, say that's, that even though it was always true, but this lesson belongs to Sefer Vayikra, even though it was Mistama always true. The Chol HaTzivuyim Kadma Kriya, because he was always called Moshe, Moshe, before he would actually start saying whatever he wants to say to him. Right. Yo, you're smiling. Something's on your mind.
I have to think a little.
Okay. Good, sir. So there's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis on the five times that it says Or by Bria Saor. Ro'o Kim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, Vayal kim es or ki tov, Vayavdo kim ben or l'choshech, Vayikra l'kim l'or yom. Five times it says or, in by the parsha Bria Sa'or. Right? So Chazal Darsh, it's k'neged chamisha chumshei Torah. Yehi or is sefer Bereishis. Vayehi or is sefer Shmos, shiyotsu me'afelo l'or yom. Vayal kim es or ki tov, that's sefer Vayikra. Torah's Kohanim. Sheesh bo alochas merubos. Right. So now then, it goes on to explain that Vavzi Bekor Choshech is, you know, right. Vayalkim, right, very good. Shlishi. Vayalkim is very excellent. Sweet, right on. Vayalkim is Orkitov, Sefer Vayikra. And then Vavzi Benor Ben Choshech is Sefer Bamidbar Shebo Hivdil Ben Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim Ben Dor Ve'art. Okay, Sheish Bo Alochas Merubos. Right, but I wonder what interests us obviously is that Vayalkimis or Kitov is Keneged Sefer Vayikra. Right? So now what's Pshat in Vayalkimis or Kitov? Stop Poshim Pshat Posuk. Alright, God didn't know that, you know, the light would turn out good. He's God, he knows everything. Right? So yeah, he's perfect. Yala Adasta Kosh Baruch Hu would think that the or wouldn't come out good, that he's surprised that the or came out good. No. So there's two pshatim on just on the pashtra of Alchemist Orkito. There's the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? So the Rambam says that, you know, Varuki was Arkitov. The Pshat is, you know, not that it came out good, but Pshat is that the Or goes Behetem L'Ratzono Yisborach. That the Or functions the fee what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what it means, the Or is good. Not that it came out good, but the Pshat is that it functions the fee what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. Right, that's it's Paul Lefi Ratzono, and that's called to do the Tov. To do the Tov is what Behetem L'Ratzon. Tov is what Ratzon Hashem, that the Or, you know, functions and performs the function that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. That's the Rambam. The Ramban says a different shot. Now the Valkyrie is Arkitov is a separate pu'ula. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Or the Koach HaKiyum, because Hayam Min Adin, that something would exist, and then, you know, it should go back into non-existence. Valkimus Arkitov is a pu'ula, right, to give it kiyum. That should be, you know, be nimshach. It's a separate pu'ula of, that's Valkim Kitov, is right, to give it koach hakiyum. That should be mamshach. It should be letomid. That's right, no, so it's a separate pu'ula of giving it kiyum. That should be nimshach, right? So now, go at least to Lefida Rambam, right? Lefida Rambam, you know, we have a good pshat, right? And what it means that Vayikra, you know, is, you know, Loshon Chiba, Loshon Sheha Malachi Ashars Mishtam Shimbo, Shenemar Vekora Zelze, right? Because Malachim have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. They don't have Bechira to do otherwise, right? That they're muchrochim b'masa, but that's why they're called malach. Their whole mitzvah is that they are shluchim. They're shluchim, and that's what it means that when Yaakov Avinu asked the malach, right, ma shimcha zeh lama zeh tishal shmi. So Rashi says our names change from shlichus to shlichus. We don't have a shame because the whole malach's mitzvah is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to do. That's his whole mitzvah. And that's why Shmosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzuraf im Kol Malach v'Malach. There's always a remnant to Shem Hashem, like Michael, Gabriel, right?
It's possible that they're all exactly the same Malach.
Right, but they always have a new name because their Shlichus is their whole Mahus. They only do Ratzon Hashem. They only do Ratzon Hashem. They don't have their own Mitzias and choose to do Ratzon Hashem. Their own Mitzias is to be Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the word Malach means. It means a Shaliach. Like Vayishachel Kav Malachim. Right, they're shluchim v'kodesh baruch hu, and they do ritzono mamish, and they don't have any other mitzias other than doing ritzono.
You once said in a previous share that the whole thing that a person should be in this world shalut on the malachim shouldn't be shalut on him, something like that.
Okay, yeah, because we're Am Yisrael's even higher. Yeah, right. Am Yisrael also is Nimshal Lemalachim, Kishidimu Yisrael Nasel and Nishma, Yotze Baskova Mize Shigilas Rozel Bonesh Shemalachay Asharis Mishdam Shibo. Shenemar, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Gibore Koch, Osei Dvoro, Lishmo, Bekol Dvor, do Asiya before Lishmiya, Nasa before Nishma. Am Yisrael is on that Madreg of Malachim also, that we just want to do Ratzon Hashem. That's why we said Nasa before Nishma. You don't even have to explain it to us, we Baruch will do, and then you'll explain it to us. You know, okay. And, you know, and that's, now we still have to understand, right? You know, why, you know, Sefer Vayikra is connected this Madrega. Now, one could say simply, because this Chumash is also called Toras Kohanim, because, you know, the Kohanim do the Avodah. This is the Sefer that talks about the halachos of the Karbonos, right? And the Kohanim are Nimshalim Limalachim. Shenem Mar Ki Sif Sekon Yishudat Tori Vakshabil Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokosu. Right? That the Kohanim are Nimshalim Limalachim. Because the Mam is Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hanikari Shluchim Didan and Shluchim the Rachmona. Right? They're our Shluchim and they're Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Right? So the Kohanim and this Toras Kohanim. Right, that, you know, the Kohanim that are Mishoris or b'madregas malachim also. You know, that's what it means. The Kohanim are Zrizim, you know, like Malachim are Zrizim, right? Okay, and then, you know, this is a Madreg of Taurus Kohanim, mitzad the Avoda of Kahuna.
So they're like a human Malach.
That's right, right?
Which is why they have to be holy.
That's right, they have to be holy, they have to be Tahar. Excellent, right,
so
correct, y'all.
Kohen Gadol is the top.
Right, and they have to be, you know, without a mum, correct, Me'achus, right? But, you know, But then there's something else going with the Ramban's pshat, right? Going with the Ramban's pshat, right? That Vayal Kemes Or Kitov is to give kium to the Or. What gives us kium? Right? Something else that we should think about. That, you know, Vayikra and Tzav, these parshas, they talk about chatos, they talk about ashamos, they talk about korbanos that we need for kapara, which seemingly talks about our failure. But on a deeper level, it talks about our kiyum, that we could always come back. We could always come back. We will never be obliterated. It's never lost. The karbonis are our kiyum. What does it say? You know, in the Dayenu, they're going to say Leila Seder. It goes, Kama Malsa Mokam Aleinu, Ilo Tzio Mitzrayim Dayenu, but, you know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did even more for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did even more for us. And he did it. And this would have been Dayenu, but he did even more for us. And what's the highest madrega? Ubono lanu is beis ha-bchira l'chaper bo es kol avonoseinu. He builds beis ha-bchira not l'hashos shechina so beinenu. Bono is beis ha-bchira l'chaper. L'chaper kol avonoseinu. The highest madrega of the biggest chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us is that he gives us kapara. That, you know, that we don't put the emphasis on the Bona Beschil Lahasho Shinoso Beinu, but Bona Beschil Lechaper al Kalvonoseinu. Because that's the Nitzchius of Am Yisrael's totally in that. That Am Yisrael has the opportunity of Kapora.
It's a bullet time assigned.
Right? Yeah, but I'm saying the Iker is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability that we could always get Kapora, which that's our insurance policy. He'll never exchange us for another nation, and Am Yisrael will live forever. We could always get kapara, and even if that Bavra said Ucharav a base mikdash. So we have the Torah, like Chazal say, Zos Torah Zos Zor. There's someone's Chayev Ola should learn Hilchos Ola. Someone's Chayev Chata should learn Hilchos Chatos. And that's as if he was Makriv. And we have Unesham of Parm Sfaseinu. Also, we have the Koach of Tefila instead of Karbonis, right? Mm-hmm. We have the Kiyum, and that fits with the Ramban's pshat. Okay, Mr. Orkitov is the Kiyum of the Or. Right, gives it koach hakiyum. Am Yisrael's koach hakiyum is the korbanos, the koach to get kapara. Right. Now the tzad hashaveh. Right, and that's another pshat. You know, Torah's Kohanim, you know, and especially the parshas that opens up with, you know, is, you know, the korbanos of kapara, chatas, asham, all these things. Right, that is as bad as it sounds, but you have to look at it the other way around. We could always come back, and that's the soul of our kiyum. We could always get kapara. Because once a Kodesh Hu is kovea korbanos, even if you don't have korbanos, you can learn halachas at a korban. Or you can have tefillah instead of the korban, and it taps into that power. No, of course not. Echtav asher, then you do it on purpose. It means, you know, it means that when a person does your genuine tshuva, there's always a way to come back. Because once a Kodesh Baruch Hu was metaking korbanos, you can always tap into that ikaron, always tap into that precedent. Even bizman hazeh, when Bavra seinu charav ha-besamir, it's not the same, but you could still tap into it. Right, and that's our kiyum, right? But the tzad hashaveh between these two pshatim, that of the Rambam and that of the Ramban, the pshat of the Rambam explaining more what the kesher is to malochim, right? And the pshat of the Ramban that explains very nicely that the chatos, osham, kapora is kiyum. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give these gifts to any other nation. A goy can't bring a chatos or an osham. A goy could be menadev in ola, but that's it. He doesn't have the other korbanos. He doesn't have the kapara of korbanos. That's special for Klai. So that's called the biggest smile HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But he also doesn't have the same type of tshuva either. Right?
So that's why Hashem is just enough to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Straight and narrow, but he doesn't have kapara. That's right. He can't fix. He can't change the world.
Right. Get to a higher level of spirituality like he is.
Right. Okay. But the tzad hashaveh between these two pshatim is, where's one word that's the tzad hashaveh, right? In lahafnim, internalization, right? That the Torah becomes a part of you, like a malach for sure, that the tzivui of Hashem, he can't do anything except the tzivui of Hashem. It's not him and the tzivui. The tzivui is him and he is the tzivui, right? But also kapara, that means that, you know, we're always kashur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the fact that HaKadosh gave us Kapara is a simen ladover, that the Rebbe doesn't want the kesher between us and him to ever be broken. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so there's a very interesting halacha, and this Reb Tzadik points out, Mamish, at the very beginning of the Tzidkas HaTzadik. Right? There's a very interesting halacha that there wasn't in Pesach Mitzrayim, that there wasn't in Pesach Doros. Right? Pesach Mitzrayim is a halacha of Bechipazon. Right? There's no such halacha in Pesach Doros. In Pesach Doros, you don't have to eat bechipazon. When a person was all regal to do a korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, he did not have to have makelchem biyadchem or matnechem chagurim. He could do it, you know, relax. You know, there's no, that was a special halacha for Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not halacha in Pesach Doros. So Rav Sfor explained, Reb Tzadik says, listen, when you first enter Avodas Hashem, you got to do Bechipozen. Don't think, just run. Right? But after you're in it already, you have to be mafnim. You have to internalize it. And that was with Yishuv Adas. If you're rushing, you don't have Yishuv Adas. If you don't have Yishuv Adas, it's not Mityashev. Yishuv Adas Noshen Mityashev. It settles. It's not going to settle in you if you're Bechipozen. Chipazon is to get into it. It's just to get into it. Right? But once you're in it, fakir, you have to go slow. Be yishuv adas, and that way it's mityashev. You do it bechipazon, it's not mityashev. Right? And that's the difference between the original Chodesh Nisan of Am Yisrael Bashana Rishona, where Yotze Mitzrayim bechipazon. Ki bechipazon yotzasa Mitzrayim. What happened in the next year, second year? We're already in it. Binyan HaMishkan. Which now we're reading now, that's why we don't say Tachanun. The first week and a half, you know, of Nisan, because it was the Chanukah Sanesim. And that's there, because over there we're running. But now we're building a bias, we're being settled. Being settled. We're home, we're not running. We're home, it's a Mishkan. We're being Shochen. And Shechir is being Shochen Betochenu. Right? That's how, so, and that's Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is that now the or is becoming miyushav. Valkimis or kitov. There's he or, vayhi or, valkimis or kitov. Now the or is becoming settled. The or is becoming settled. And Pesach Doros, the Pesach for all generations, as opposed to Pesach Mitzrayim, is about that the or should be settled. Right? We have to internalize. Lahafnim yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? And that's why, you know, Minas Shamayim, it works out that that Nisan, for all generations, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, comes out during Sefer Vayikra, when the Or is becoming settled. And that's what it means. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu always called to Moshe before he was Mitzavim, but we're only taught that lesson in Vayikra, because this is the time to teach it. Because the Vayikra, the Lashon Chiba, where there's this connection, and there's this internalization, and there's this Yishuv Adas. During Sefer Shmos, everyone's on the run. On the run. Chipazon. And that's why also they weren't settled. They weren't settled, and that's why they were Nechshol Necheta Ego. They weren't Miyushav. They weren't settled. So even though they had Mamad Arsinai, but it wasn't Mityashev. It wasn't settled. It wasn't internalized. That's how even after Mamad Arsinai, they could do Cheta Ego. But Sefer Vayikra is that it becomes settled. It's miyushav. The viral kibbutz kitov is that the or gets settled, gets stabilized. And Pesach l'doros is to be mafnim, to internalize Yitzias Mitzrayim.
So according to that, what's the whole minhag to read the gun on Shabbos HaGadol?
What do you mean?
You're trying to internalize, you're trying to
absolutely
understand what's going on.
Yeah, because the Kabbalah Biyadeinu is that the or of whatever's going to be chal during the week comes into the world on Shabbos. So it helps internalize.
The Shabbos
Right.
A couple months ago.
Yeah. So that's Indian. That's Indian that, you know, the Gili of the Chiba that there is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That it's something that's deep. It's something that's internal. It's something that's internalized. Right, that's the end of Sefer Vayikra. That's why over here is the proper place to teach us about the Kriya, Loshen Chiba. It wasn't just Stamat Sivui, but there's love there. Right, you can only feel the love, you know, when you have Yishuv Adas. And Sefer Shmos, we're on the run. Am Yisrael's on the run. And because you're on the run, it's not Miyushav. Not Miyushav, that's why they even after Mamar said it could still be Chote and Cheta Ego, because they weren't settled. As opposed to Bashana Shenis, right? Everything's now Miyushav, right? And that's why in Shana Shenis there's Binyan HaMishkan. Now it's a Vishachanti, dwelling. It's Mufnam. It is internalized. It's integrated. And that's the end of Sefer Vayikra. And that's the message for the Dorot. That we, Yitzhak Sarim, not something that happened by Amim Ahem. Yitzhak Sarim has to be internalized. And that's the theme of Sefer Vayikra. You know, that you know, becomes, it's in you and it becomes a part of you. It's not something that happened to you, it's something that's a part of you. It's something that's in you. And you take it with you everywhere and it gives you strength and hope wherever you are. Yes, Tzvi.
That's what someone said. He said that he asked, where are you going to be for Pesach?
Right?
He said, I'll be in Egypt. Because he needs to feel as if he's in Egypt.
Yeah, Liros is Atzma. That's right. Yeah, yes. That's correct.
So the reform have a new way of doing it. They have a movie. And they all dress up a couple days before. They get a whole movie played, and then they watch in the Seder.
Uh-huh. Aye. Let's leave it bachutz. Hashem Yerachem, of course, we should help. Right, that the aura of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be... When we fully internalize it, and then the Or HaGula becomes a part of us, that's when we'll get out of Golos. You know, the Or HaGula is in there, it's out there already. But we just don't have it inside of us, and that's the problem. Every Pesach, where we internalize the Or HaGula a little bit more, when the Or HaGula is fully internalized in Am Yisrael, the Goyim won't be able to hold us in Golos 1 second longer. Once that Or is mamish inside of us and a part of us, and that's the Avod of Pesach L'Doros. To take the Ora Geula and make it a part of us. And that's the end of Sefer Vayikra. That the Or, the Iris of the Geula, now become Miyushav. And that's the sort of the Nitzchias of Am Yisrael. That the Geula didn't happen, Stam happened to us in the past. But the Or of Geula becomes a part of us. And that's why we're always HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And that's why we could always come back no matter what we fell to, because those Uris are a part of us. And that happens to us in course of Sefer Vayikra. And that's the Inyan, right? That Pesach L'Doros, Pesach Doros, comes out during Sefer Vayikra, Inyan of Vayal Kimis Orkidov, that the Or becomes stabilized and internalized. L'chaim.
I had an idea.